This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
When the biggest paper mill in central Wisconsin stopped production at the end of July, it meant hundreds of workers were suddenly out of a job. Now the former workers at the Verso Mill are figuring out what their next chapter will be. Rob Mentzer has more.
At a job fair in Wisconsin Rapids in early September, John Upoff is making his way from table to table.
We're looking for production employees.
Okay, I've done that for years
as
well.
Yeah.
Upoff is one of the 900 workers affected by the shutdown of the Verso paper mill at the end of July. He's 34. He says he thinks there's still a chance a buyer will emerge for the mill and workers will be called back. But he knows he can't count on that, so he's weighing his options.
We just bought a house in Port Edwards, so I want to stay here. I mean, it's a perfect house for my kid and my daughter to grow up and live happy, so I'm going to do whatever I can in this area to help this community grow and hopefully find a job local that I can keep going with.
The Wisconsin Rapids Mill's specialty was the glossy coated paper used in magazines. That market had been in decline for decades. When COVID-19 hit, it cratered. In June, local politicians and city leaders formed a task force to try to attract a buyer or arrange some sort of rescue for the mill. At this point, members of the task force are mostly focused on helping displaced workers like Brian King find new jobs.
This is the fourth job that I've had since 2010 that has a business that's closed their doors.
King is 54. He's spent decades working in paper mills. When he took a job at Verso in May 2018, he thought he could spend the last 10 years of his career there. In mid-August, he was considering several new job prospects.
Whatever job I take, I'm hoping to take it and ride off into the sunset, if you want to say. I'd like to work another 8 years. I don't want to go any longer than that. I'd like to retire and have some freedom to go and do what I want.
The map of Wisconsin is dotted with closed paper mills. The 21st century has not been kind to producers of copier paper, newsprint, and other products that were once staples. But it's still a $14 billion industry here, employing 30,000 people. Wisconsin is the top paper manufacturer in the nation. Without the Verso Mill, many foresters lost their biggest customer. For some, it was their only customer. For Wisconsin Rapids, it's also a matter of identity. This is the mill that built the city.
My family goes back 5-6 generations of that mill.
Assembly Representative Scott Krug is like many in the community with deep ties to the mill. He still has the retirement pin the company gave to his great-grandfather. Once called the Consolidated Paper Mill, it had operated since 1904. Its closure was simultaneously something everyone worried about and something no one could believe would ever happen. Krug says the mill's history is part of what makes the closure so difficult.
Everybody's got that ancestral angst because of it. It kind of just hits you right in the soul, and you can feel the pain of your ancestors looking at it, just shaking their head like, what happened?
The cut may be deep, but it's not totally unfamiliar. In 2008, about 500 people lost their jobs when Domtar closed a mill in neighboring Port Edwards. For the workers, job prospects are relatively good. Employers at the job fair say they're hiring. 8 years after the Domtar mill closed, a study found that more than 90% of its workers younger than 63 had found new jobs. Brian King ended up being out of work for just 4 weeks.
I'm actually up in Escanaba. I took that job.
The job he took was at a paper mill in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. It's owned by Verso. King didn't want to move his family, so he'll stay in an apartment Monday through Friday and drive home on the weekends. He hopes that arrangement will work for them for 8 more years. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.